Schumer bashes Magaskotis after historic Trump immunity decision. By Joel B. Polak on July 1, 2024. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, blasted what he called the Magaskotis on Monday after the U.S. Supreme Court found in favor of former President Donald Trump in his challenge to January 6 prosecutors. Trump faces charges in Washington, D.C., brought by special counsel Jack Smith relating to his conduct on January 6, 2021, when rioters stormed the Capitol. He argued that he is immune from prosecution for his official acts. As Breitbart News reported, the court found that presidents have absolute immunity from criminal prosecution for official acts, but not from unofficial acts, and remanded the case back to the trial court to determine the difference. Schumer led Democrats in expressing outrage at the 6-3 decision, in which the conservative majority was led by Chief Justice John Roberts. In a post on X, formerly Twitter, Schumer blamed the three Trump-appointed justices. "This disgraceful decision by the Magaskotis, which is comprised of three justices appointed by Trump himself, enables the former president to weaken our democracy by breaking the law. It undermines SCOTUS's credibility and suggests political influence trumps all in our courts today." Chuck Schumer, at @SenSchumer, July 1, 2024. Schumer has a history of trying to intimidate the Supreme Court justices, notably in 2020, when he threatened two newly appointed justices that they would pay the price if they dared to overturn Roe v. Wade, which they later did. The case is Trump v. United States, number 23-939 in the Supreme Court of the United States. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, The Trumpian Virtues: The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is also the author of the e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair: The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.